Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 75 this morning, and it's verses 1 to 3.
It's a psalm of Asaph. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks, for your name is near. We recount your wondrous deeds. At the set time that I appoint, I will judge with equity. When the earth totters and all its inhabitants, it is I who keep steady its pillars. Selah.
Hallelujah. It's just so good just to see, you know, God's in control. He set up the pillars. He's, every foundation has been laid and it's been done. And we can see he's got an appointed time to move. And in the whole psalm, as I was going through it last night, again, I just praise God, you know, how God had got us here into Psalms, which is so relevant to what we're actually experiencing day by day here, this mighty onslaught of evil and the goodness of God that is always relevant and just keeping us in the right frame of mind. His word, and that's beautiful. And then the owner shared a day or two ago about the pillars, and it's just so beautiful. I don't know if I got it right, but I think it's presence, provision, power, and protection. And these are the very things that God backs up, and he makes it real to us. It all comes from him, and in Jesus we are secure in his presence, in his provision, in his power, his strength, and in his protection. Amen. So Lord, we just thank you. We thank you that we have come out of darkness into your marvelous light, and I thank you we can see what's going on around. But I thank you, Lord, that we lift up our heads and we get light from above. So we get answers for problems, light for answers, blessing for curses. And so you help us to be lighthouses in this dark world. Thank you for your goodness that is here. And so you're a very present help. We appreciate you and we rejoice in this day set before us. Your will be done. You, we acknowledge you, and I thank you, Lord, that you make our way straight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.